We begin period number two here at Center Ice, 1-1 between South Fayette and Norwin. Team switch sides. South Fayette clad in the green jerseys now going left to right. Norwin and the home whites going right to left as we have five-on-five action. No carryover penalties or power plays as it's dumped in by Norwin into the offensive zone. South Fayette's Adam Unruh back to pick it up and moves it up along the near side, but Bishop for South Fayette plays it right back in after the Knights get it out. Norwin again, another outlet attempt kept in by the Lions once again, this time courtesy of Lucas File along the near side boards. South Fayette tries a centering feed, broken up in front by Norwin's Pingree. Nicholas Pingree, one of the talented blue liners for the Knights. Turnover, however, South Fayette now in the slot. Backhand feed and a low shot in front. Five hole into the back of the net. Nolan Sarnowski makes it 2-1, and a turnover by Norwin creates the goal for Sarnowski. Just 54 seconds into this second period of play, South Fayette takes the lead for the first time tonight. Sarnowski nets his fifth of the campaign. Shots in the first period, by the way, completely dominated by South Fayette, 16-3 in favor of the visitors. Lions come right back after the draw, try a feed in front, redirect. I'm not sure if Miss Campbell got a piece of that or not, but nonetheless, South Fayette really buzzing here. Holding lead for the first time tonight, looking to add to it. Kept in by Watterson along the near side. Centering feed attempt broken up, however, by the Knights as Norwin trying to slow down this momentum of South Fayette. Alexander Keller putting some pressure on in the offensive zone. Now Kumar comes up with a steal off a turnover. Feed in front. First chance, no good. Second one, a great pass save by Miss Campbell, robbing a player point blank. First one was whiffed upon. Second one certainly far from it. But another turnover. South Fayette comes in a centering feed in front just off of the stick of Pollock. Could not redirect it. The Knights send it the length of the ice for the whistle. What a flurry of offense for South Fayette. The Lions absolutely buzzing here, and right now Norwin is on its heels. Well, Miss Campbell, he's let two past him, but he has made some great saves. Glove save early in that first period and a great pad save here to prevent it from becoming a 3-1 lead for the Lions. Outlet attempt there by Norwin to no avail. The Knights just can't get it out of their own territory right now. They'll try it again, wrapping it around the near side, and it finally does come out as Watterson unable to keep it in. He goes back into his own territory with a player for Norwin and Roscoe bearing down on him. Haven't called Roscoe's name much, the leading goal scorer this season for the Norwin Knights. Lions try to clear it, nearly hit the official, might have hit him, but then goes past and it allows potentially an odd man opportunity for South Fayette. However, not able to get possession, and the pass across was Hunter Marks as he was coming down on the backhand, the near side. Tried to corral that puck and send it across, but it never made it through. Held on to by Miss Campbell for another offensive zone draw for the visitors. 2-1 South Fayette. Szymanski and Sarnowski, the goal scorers for the Lions. Mason Pivarnik has the tally for Norwin. Knights control the draw, send it back out to center ice where it's knocked down by Bishop as he goes back into his own territory. Now plays it ahead. Battle for it in the neutral zone. South Fayette comes up with it. Sending it into the offensive zone. He vanished, giving chase. Forces a bad pass by Norwin. Second effort, however, allows Daly to get it out for the Knights. And now playing it in is Pivarnik down the near side. He's interfered with. It's going to be a penalty as play continues. Norwin trying to get a shot on goal. Try to get the goaltender, Miss Campbell, out as well for the extra attacker. Didn't have enough time to do that. But the Knights will go to the power play for the second time in this contest. Bishop goes into the box for the Lions. First power play was rather unproductive for the Norwin Knights. Looking to have better results this second time around. First one was cut short by just 2 seconds after a Knights penalty. Nothing doing in the first minute and 58, however, is very quickly South Fayette back in its own territory, clears at the length of the ice along the near side boards, forcing the Knights to retrieve it behind their own cage. Now a bad pass goes through everyone out to center ice. Backhanded by South Fayette. Knights come up with it, however. Meyer skates into the offensive zone, winds up for a big shot, hit off a stick up into the ceiling here at Center Ice Arena, up into the rafters for a stoppage with 13:24 remaining. Period number two, 1:30 remaining on the man advantage for the home squad. Knights trying to snap a two-game losing streak here after getting off to a great start, 6-1 in the first seven for Norwin. Since then, 0-2. Knights control the faceoff from the right circle. Try a feed down low. It's broken up and cleared out once again by South Fayette right off the stick of Miss Campbell. And now he comes out to play it behind, loses his footing, and a turnover. South Fayette able to come up with the puck momentarily. It was Tristan Cribbin on the pursuit, and now he knocks down one of the Knights players with a crunching check. That was Luke Russman on the receiving end. Russman's back up and now gets the pass at center ice, but has it slapped away from him very quickly by Pollock. Now the Knights just send it deep, and we'll try to get something going on the power play with the dump and chase. Wrapped around to the near side boards where it's knocked down by Pavernik. Now to the far side circle. Down low behind the net. In front. Battle for the puck. Neither team can get a handle on it. Now South Fayette will get to it. McConnell has it and clears it out. 27 seconds remaining in the power play for the Knights as Miss Campbell thought about coming out of the net, but the puck died, never made it to him. Remember, they don't bring the Zamboni out to resurface the ice between the first and second, only the second and third. So they've already seen some remnants of snow compiled as a shorthanded opportunity by Unruh. Got a strong shot off, missed the net, but I believe he was taken down on a penalty upcoming against Norwin. Second time that the Knights have had the man advantage cut short courtesy of a penalty. As skating into the box is the goal scorer, Pavernik. 9 seconds remaining, and then South Fayette will go to the man advantage. So Mason Pavarnik is at a goal, and now has a penalty as well. Bishop will come out 9 seconds from now. Offensive zone draw for South Fayette. Knights win it behind the net. Now a collision, and South Fayette comes up with it out of it. To the left point. Big pad save on a shot. Rebound opportunity and another rebound into the back of the net for a South Fayette goal. The Lions make it 3-1 as Daniel Pollock finishes that one. Couldn't beat Miss Campbell on the first rebound, but the second one finds the back of the net. I believe that will go as a power play goal. So Pollock makes it 3-1.